أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at a new surah. This is Surah Al-Hadid. Surah Al-Hadid is surah number 57 of the Quran, and we're going to look at ayah 28. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh you who believe, or maybe I could even say, oh you who profess belief. اتقوا الله, be God conscious. And then, وآمنوا برسوله, and believe in his messenger. By extension, he's saying, if you are God conscious, then that means that you believe in his messenger. Remember, belief in the messenger is ittiba, the concept of submitting to and accepting the authority of an expert in a particular field without demanding proof, justification for every view, opinion, or verdict. It's in essence a practical and potential following. I'm going to elaborate that on a little bit. Basically, so much so that just as a glass container takes the color of the content, whenever someone observes you, they would say, he or she is Muhammadi. Remember, whenever Imam Ali alayhi salam spoke, he would say, Sami'tu Rasulullah, I heard Rasulullah. It's really, really important to understand this. Ittaqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi. Now look at the benefits. They're phenomenal. He says, يُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. If you do that, then he will give you two portions of his mercy. Now let's look at that as well, what Mufassirin teach us. So two portions of his mercy could be divine guidance and divine forgiveness. And every day in Salah, in our Kunut, most of us recite the Dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So maybe the two portions of this mercy is rahma in the dunya and rahma in the akhirah. And then he goes on, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. And he will give you a light in with which you will walk. Divine guidance, divine energy. So you not only the energy, but also a divine guidance with which we may be able to reach our full potential. And that's not enough too. He says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and he will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. Now just let's for a moment look at this concept of istighfar, or Allah forgiving us. You know, it comes from the Arabic word ghafara, which means to cover, to veil, or to conceal. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 133, Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Run to the forgiveness from your Rabb. And here he tells me, all I have to do is have a practical and potential following of the Prophet. So here's a few tiny aspects from Sunan al-Nabi, or the Sunnah of the Prophet, that we could incorporate in our lives. The Prophet was always the first to do salam. He never withdrew his hand first. He used to say, when you shake hands, sins fall like the leaves of a tree. He always addressed people with the title they deserved. In other words, he honored them. He never raised his head when he was sitting in a gathering. He sat in a circle with companions, and visitors would be confounded. They would ask, who is Muhammad? If he didn't see anyone for 3 days, he would inquire after them. He would pray for their safe return if they were on a journey, and visit them when they were ill. Anas reports that I served Rasulullah for 9 years. He never asked me, why haven't you done such and such a thing? He never found faults with me. He would shorten his prayers if someone was sitting near him waiting for him. When he sat to eat, he would always start first and finish last, so visitors did not feel awkward. He was the kindest of human beings. Allah titles him as Rahmatul Alameen. When he saw orphans and he used to play with them on the streets, he would say, don't love your own in front of them. He was just phenomenal. If we can take these tiny little aspects of his life and incorporate them into our lives, then we would have started to follow this ayah, and Allah would give us two portions of his mercy. He would give us divine energy and light with which we can reach our full potential, and he will forgive us. What else would we want? ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.